Thank you so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bibles. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, that's our passage today. Here's what Paul wrote to the believers in Corinth. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's John chapter 1. The Word, God the Son, is eternal. There was never a time when he did not exist, and there will never be a time when he does not exist. God the Son is omnipotent. He is limitless in power. God the Son is omniscient. He knows everything there is to know about everything there is to know. God the Son is omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time in his full being. In one word, God the Son is rich. That's what Paul says. Though he was rich, for our sake he became poor. Though he was rich, the eternal Word, the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God took on flesh. The dweller of heaven moved into our neighborhood. The omnipresent God confined himself to a body. The all-powerful God submitted himself to die on a cross. Jesus came to give his life as a ransom for our sin. And it was through that poverty of his submission that we have become rich. Now, in Christ, we are rich with spiritual blessings. We have been redeemed. We stand justified. That means declared not guilty. We've been adopted as God's children. The Holy Spirit lives in us. We are free from condemnation. We can never be separated from God. We have direct access to the throne of grace. We are God's workmanship. We know that God is working through all the circumstances of our lives. We are confident that God will complete the work he has started in us. In one word, we, the sons and daughters of God, are rich. A couple talking points. Thank God for his rich work in your life. And tell your children or grandchildren about God's work in your life so that they can see that our God, the one who hung the stars, works in real life every day. Lord Jesus, thank you for becoming poor all the way to the cross so that I could have all the spiritual blessings of eternity. Help me thank you with my life. In Jesus' name, amen.